in this series of programs in the book of Revelation now, we've come to this place in the 12th chapter about the woman, and I've explained over and over again that that is a symbol of the church, who fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God. Now, that appears twice in the 12th chapter of Revelation. One took place in history. I covered it last time, and I want to briefly give you a synopsis of that. The second place is apparently yet in the future. Now, does it make sense to you that the one in which we read in verse 14 about the future event of a woman being taken by symbolic wings of a great eagle into the wilderness, into her place, is a narrow physical geographical location, when it is obvious that the former statement, verse 6 of the same book, the same chapter, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there in that place, 1,260 days. Is this talking of the same biblical parameter? Should we apply the same biblical understanding to both verses? Well, obviously, yes, we should. The Bible language is identical. It's merely different with regard to the point in time. The one is apparently historical, and the other is apparently prophetical. The historical portion has to do with a woman in the symbolic or spiritual wilderness, not a physical or literal wilderness. For a time, it is called 1,260 days, or 1,260 days. Now, in verse 14 of that same chapter, we read, "And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness," almost identical language, "into her place," again, almost identical language, "where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent." If a time is a year, which it is, and all biblical commentaries and other biblical evidence agrees, and times are 2 years, that's three, and half a time is a half a year, that's three and a half. So you have the exact same period of time. Now, some take it to mean that the typical prophecy that is applicable to historic factors way back from the time of the restoration of the ancient Roman Empire into the Holy Roman Empire under Constantine, sending Belisarius to again reconstitute the empire by kicking some of the other people out of the northern provinces of Italy and North Africa and so on, and that happened at about 554 A.D., and that in successive governments that came along from the Habsburgs and Otto the Great, the Ottoman Empire having advanced all the way to the gates of Vienna at one time, and that was the deadly wound that was healed, and then at the restoration it began in 554 and continued all the way to the final climactic battle at Waterloo that defeated the Napoleonic Emperor, the last of a long line of emperors of the so-called Holy Roman Empire in 1814. Now, you know, the day for a year theory of prophecy is well substantiated. There are many biblical proofs that nail down very accurately the fact that when you read of a certain number of days that are to elapse, God is revealing to you that when that prophecy is fulfilled, it will require a certain number of years to be fulfilled. So when he talks about 1,260 days, he is speaking of 1,260 years in history. Or, as some take the second portion of this scripture to mean in verse 14 of the 12th chapter of Revelation, 3 1/2 literal years, just the way we count time today. Now, quickly, let me give you a couple of proofs on that. Deuteronomy 14:34 is one of the most well-known. I won't turn to that and read it. You can, in the privacy of your own home, where it showed that the number of days the spies were to search out the land had to do with the number of years that was applied to the wanderings of Israel. In the 4th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, the same thing is proved, a day being a year in fulfillment. The prophet Ezekiel was told to lie upon his left side a certain number of days. According to a certain number of days, he was to lie upon his side, and that would be the number of years that the children of Israel would bear their iniquity. Notice in verse 6, "And when you've accomplished them," Ezekiel 4:6, "lie again on your right side, and you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year." And in the margin, it tells me to go back to Numbers 14:34, and you will see a similar revelation of the fact that God applies a day to a year being fulfilled in biblical prophecy. All right, we have here the record of a fulfilled biblical prophecy of the woman, which is the church, having fled into a spiritual or symbolic wilderness, which was what?
Where did those people live? Well, they lived in Rome. They lived in Alexandria, in Jerusalem, in Antioch, in Pisidia. They lived in Thessalonica and in Corinth. They lived in the major cities of all of that region. They lived in literally dozens of countries. There were thousands of them, and they were totally scattered throughout the Roman Empire and other lands of that time. So now let's be accurate and let's be honest with the Bible. If verse 6, where the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God, the woman is the church, the wilderness is not a desert, but a spiritual wilderness, meaning many cities, governments, countries, and lands. And if her place was a spiritual place, meaning a place of protection under the supernatural watchfulness of God, and not a narrow geographical location. Now, if that is true, and it is, and all biblical prophecy and biblical commentators agree upon that, and many of them agree and admit that the 1260 days were exactly the 1260 years of the continuance of the Holy Roman Empire, under which many Christians were martyred and persecuted when they were found. But others were protected, generations of them going by. Now, what was the place of the woman during that time? Why, it was cities, towns, the countryside. Some of them lived, sure, in caves, in the catacombs, even underneath Rome itself and nearby. But in the main part, these people simply concealed their identity and tried to keep their Christian practices from the watchful eye of those who, soldiers or others, would report them and would hale them into prison and perhaps torture them or put them to death for their belief. So the point is that verse 6, in almost identical language to verse 14, about a woman fleeing into the wilderness to her place where she is fed or nurtured or protected of God, means in verse 6, any place. It meant cities, towns, the countryside. It meant homes. It meant their own private villages. It meant tents or whatever. Now, can you then take verse 14, where it says, to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, and this time you turn around and say, ah, that means airplanes, that means one tiny group of people being taken by some used DC-10s to a place over in the Jordanian desert, where there is a violent war underway, into a nation which would certainly not look very kindly upon some commercial airliners landing in the midst of all kinds of supersonic jet battles going on and rockets flying back and forth and maybe atomic bombs being used, and that these people are going to escape over there to Petra, and there is no landing strip anywhere near Petra. I've been there. They'd have to land in Amman, and that would be very, very difficult indeed, and then get down to the southern part of the nation of Jordan, probably under the protests of that government and every other government around. And this time you take the word her place and you apply it to caves, a narrow, specific geographical location, when it is impossible to so apply it in verse 6. Well, no, that cannot be done. The Bible must be consistent, notwithstanding the false doctrines and the false hopes of those who would pervert and twist the meaning of the Bible. The woman is the church, the two wings of a great eagle. If you look at the book of Exodus, we'll come back and look at that next time. It will show us that the two wings of a great eagle were merely symbolic of the protection of God and has nothing whatsoever to do with the mode of transportation. The fleeing or the flying into the wilderness is, again, a spiritual wilderness. Her place, it's been proved, can mean wherever she is. She can be protected where she is, in private homes, in villages, in big cities, and she is nourished for a time, times and half a time, 3 1/2 years, from the face of the serpent.